One night, about 10 o'clock, very early in 1941, I was sitting at my desk in my office typing, and my boss had been working, and he came over and he said, "What are you doing down here at this time of night?" And I said, "Well, I'm finishing my show for tomorrow morning." At that time, it was on the air at 10. And he said, "What do you mean, finishing it up?" And I said, "Well, I'm typing my program for tomorrow." "You're typing your program? The script for it?" And I said, "Well, yes." And he said, "Now, wait a minute. I've heard you and Barb gabbing away, and I want you to go on the air tomorrow without a script."
Without a script? Ooh.
Yes, that was exactly what I said.
I mean, we're going on a script verbatim right now. I can't imagine being off.
No, it would be terrible to have to write this, wouldn't it?
I don't think it could be written.
No, that's for sure. Well, I said, I don't know if I can do that. Well, of course you can. He said, "I want you to do that tomorrow. I want you to take your notes in, and I want you to do the program just live, just ad lib." I said, "I'll try." So the next day I went in laden with notes, you know, took in letters and so forth, finished my program, came back, still laden, and went in, just poked my head into his office, and he looked at me, and he said, "If you ever write another script for your program, you're fired."
Oh.
So I haven't written one since.
You haven't written one. No. And what year was that? Do you remember?
1941. Well, probably 42 by then. 42.